Okay, we're in the Yud Amud Aleph, the top of the page. So we're in the middle of a Braisa now. We're continuing the Braisa we started yesterday. Okay, it says Chomer Bishor Mibeish. The Shor has the Chomer that Eish doesn't have, and Chomer Beish Mishor, and the opposite. Chomer Bishor Mibeish, Shor Mishalim Kofer. As we saw yesterday, if he kills three people, and the fourth time he has to pay kofir, v'chai b'shloshim shel eved, if it's an eved on the fourth time, pay shloshim to the master. As we saw yesterday, and nigmar dino asur b'ana, as the shor niskal, as we saw yesterday, and masro l'cher shote v'katan, chayiv. And if you give the shor to a cher shote v'katan the damages, your chayiv, which we also saw yesterday, masha'en kein be'esh. Whereas you don't have these chumras in Eish, that if it burnt a person, you're pater. We'll see why, because the person can run away. And that applies therefore to the Eved. Also, and we saw yesterday, if you give it to a cher shot of a katan the Eish, we saw yesterday that it's pater, according to the different shitas, according to Reish Lakish, if it's a hot coal, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it's a live fire. And Chomer now be'esh mi b'shor she'esh mu'edet mitchilasa. Esh is right away pays nezek shalem. Hashem came b'shor the first three times, as we said yesterday. The shor here is referring to a karen. First three times is only chetzi nezek, and only after that nezek shalem. Okay, the Braisa continues. Chomer b'esh mi bor now. That Eish has a chomer that bor doesn't have, a chomer bor mi b'esh. Chomer bor mi b'esh. What is the chomer that bor has that Eish doesn't have? Shetchilaso asiyaso l'nezek. That as soon as you dig it, it's right away dangerous, right there on the spot. And masro lecher shot of a katan person's chayev. Masha ain kein be'esh, it's not tchilas asiyol and nezek, you know, it has to go in damage, and if you give it to a cher shofat dechatan, also like we saw before, he's pater. Chomer be'esh mibor, she'esh is dark alelechol azik, that it goes to damage, whereas the boar's damage is stationary. Ume'edes lechol bein davar roila, bein davar she'en roila, and the Eish burns things which are roy and not roy, mashain kain bebor. Okay, so that's the end now of this long braisa. Okay, now the asks. So now we have a list of all these chumras. Gemara says, well, lisni chomer shor mi bor. Why didn't we write this other chumra? Why did it leave it out that a shor has that a bor that doesn't have, which is what? Sheshor chayabo es a kalim, mashain kein bebor. That a shor destroys kalim, you chayab. Whereas if a bor, the kalim fall into a bor, you're pater, right? Shor va adam, chamor velo kalim. You're pater on kalim a bor. Why didn't we include that in the braisa? The Gemara answers, "Ha mani Rabbi Huda he," because the Braisa is Rabbi Huda. The Mechayev al Niske Kelim Babor, he argues and he says, "You are Chayev with Kelim in the Bor." He doesn't darshan Chamor velo Kelim. The Gemara says, "Ah, ye Rabbi Huda." That's difficult to say. It's Rabbi Huda. Why? Because Eim Seifa, it says in the Seifa, as we saw, that Chomer be'esh mi b'or she'esh is darko lelechol azik umuad lechol bein davar roila bein davar shein roila. As we saw, that an esh burns things which are roy and not roy, as opposed to bor. Is not chayav in those things. Now, what's the var haroila when it comes to the yesh? My ninhu eitzim. That's normal. You know, fire burns wood. Masha ain kain. What's the var? It's not roila. The var she ain roila is my ninhu kalim. Okay, that's the ain roila. Did you chayav an yesh on eitzim or kalim? Masha ain kain babor. Well, you're not chayav in these things. You're not chayav on kalim. Ah, Rabbi Huda, Hamart, you just said a minute ago, the Mechai Rabbi Huda al Nizke Kelim Abor. So, how can it be Rabbi Huda? It doesn't go. El Olam Rabbananhi. So, you have to say the Mishnah is not Rabbi Huda, it's in fact is Rabbanan. That they putter, you know, in the Kelim and the Bor, etc. Aye, so if that's the case, how come we didn't include this extra chum of Shor Miba Bor, that it's a Chayiv and Kalim, you know, Shor is Chayiv and Kalim, Bor isn't, how come we didn't include it? So the Gemara says, because Tana Vishir, It leaves things out, doesn't write everything. And now comes the usual question we're asked in such situations, my shear to high shear. It doesn't just leave out one thing, so it must leave out something else also. What else, according if it's Rabbanan, who, what else is it leaving out? Shear Tamud. The case of something which is hidden. Then a shore and a boar are chayiv in Tamud. If let's say a shore kicked, as Rashi is going to say, a bag of something, there's kalim inside, you couldn't see him, it's inside the bag, so you're chayiv. Let's say a chamor fell into a boar and it had a sack of tfu on it or whatever, and but you couldn't see it or whatever, you're still chayiv. Okay, as opposed to Eish, as we know Eish is Pater B'tamud. So that's the Mamshein Kim Eish. That's the other thing that we have Chumra of Shor and that doesn't have, that we don't have by Eish. And Bor that we don't have by Eish also. Okay, so that's one possibility. Ibai Seima says to Gemara, La'olam Rabbi Yehuda. It could be Rabbi Yehuda. And but we had the problem that it's a stira, because if the it's Rabbi Yehuda, he's not chayv in kalim. That's why he doesn't include the case of the kalim, patur b'kalim in the boar, because it's easy. You are chayv, but it said about the eish that in the seif in the Mishnah, the varoy lein roy leba eish, and that's patur in the boar, and that's referring to kalim. So the Gemara says, no, you can say the Varshain Raila. We said the Varshain Raila was Kalim by the Eish. And then for Mashain came a boar that you're Pater. But that's not correct. It's not Kalim, but the Varshain Raila, Lavla Tui Kalim, but rather, Ela Tui Lichaniro Vesichsecha Avanav. The thing which is not Roy, that the Eish is Chayavin, is not Kalim, but rather when it scorches the ground that was plowed, and the rocks got singed. That's the not roy. That's not normal to burn, and that's what an H is chayiv in, as opposed to boar. Okay. So let's see some Rashi's now. Okay, Rashi on the top. Masha'in kein be'esh. Esh lo chayiv al sreifas adam. Why? As we said, chayalo livroa, because it could run away. Vim kafudhu, and if the person is tied up, so he can't run away, hamavir is chayav misa. He doesn't have to pay, he's chayav misa, and therefore kamali bimirab mine. Therefore he's pater also on paying the damages. Can we farshal kama perka kodes sonir? Ma, okay, ubein shein roy, lakaman mefarish la, kol shor, the ktani hacha is bekaren, as we mentioned, is referring to karen, kamari, veloshein v'reit. Chayev bo et ha-kelim. Im shivran b'negicha o b'bi'ita, she told it a karen, kelim, ein ro'oi le'esh, she'ein derech le'asik kelim, because normally it doesn't burn kelim, whatever. Plukta de Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanan perek shor shnagas apar. Okay, lo olam we said Rabban. Under the kashalach, you had shver, litni, komer, shor, shechayev bo et ha-kelim. Tani v'shir. What else did it mishu, as we said, mishayir? Is shir tamud, the havalele misni, chomer shor mi bubor, both shor and bor, more chamer than eish, sheim ba'at shor, we said, basak male kelim, vishavran is chayiv, oim nafal chamor, bubor, valav sak male tfua chayiv, v'afal gav, de tamun basak, even though it may be hidden in the sack, mashayin kedesh, is pater and tamun, de nafgalan mi ohakama, in the pasuk, the ein ochayev ela begalui. Okay, back to the Gemara. Matkif la Ravashi. So now he's asking, if you want to say like that the brisa is Rabbi Yehuda, we got a problem. Why? Because litni chomer shor mibor shashor chayabo shor psule mukta hamukdashim. That if you gore a shor who gores psulei mikdashim is chayev, masha ain kain b'bor, as opposed to boar that a shor of psulei mikdashim falls into the boar is pater. Now, I amar bishtol rabbanan, he, if you want to say the brayse is rabbanan, then I did the sheir hach, sheir namiach, So that's not so shver. You can say, fine, here's another thing it could have written, but we already said that the Chachamim were, it was Tana Vishir. Okay, and just like it was Mashiach, the Chumra of Tamun Be'esh, and that we found by Shor and Bor, not by Eish, and the Chumra of Kalim, that has it is by Shor and Eish, and not in the Bor, etc. So, okay, so you can meet Tani also this, Tani Mashiach, this as well, Psulei Mukdashim. So that's not a problem, because it already is Tani Mashiach. But. Pardon me? Yeah, we'll see, Rashi. Ella Iyamart Rabbi Yehuda, but if you're going to say it's Rabbi Yehuda, we didn't say it yet Tana Vishir by Rabbi Yehuda yet. Okay, so there's no Tana Vishir. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, why didn't we say? Didn't now we have a problem? How come the Brisa didn't include this case of Suli Mikdashim? Ella Iyamart Rabbi Yehuda, my Shir to High Shir. Ella, my, you're going to say it's Tana Vishir, then it has to leave out something else also. So the Gemara said, okay, we have a Tana Vishir according to Rabbi Yehuda also. What is that? Dash Beniro, that a shore that tramples ground that was already plowed and ruined the Harisha, ruined the plowing, that the Balim have to pay for that. And that applies to the shore or whatever, but it doesn't apply to a boar, right? So Gemara says that's not a good shear because e mishum dash beniro lav shiruhu. It's not a shear. Why? The Tana we already learned shekain darkal aleh lukal hazik, because that's included in that what we said by Ashur is darkal aleh hazik, meaning to go and tramples on things, and that includes the dash beniro also. So therefore, that's not a good shear, and therefore we're left with the question that it doesn't work out according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now let's see Rashi. Shor Psulei Mukdashin, as Reuven asked. So what's the case? Shiniftas. We have a shor that's kochim, and it's got a mum. And it was nifta, and it was redeemed. Okay, you redeemed it. So now it's basically chulin because you redeemed it, but it has still chumers on it since it used to be a kodesh animal. So we'll see that there's certain chumras. So it was nifte and it nafal babor. So pater balabor. Why? Dixiv, because it says balabor yishalim vameis yielo, because it falls in, the balabor does not have to pay. But it says vameis yielo, and the mace is his. So what is it meaning? V'yatzazeh she'ena mace shelo. Whereas here, the shor psulei mikdashim doesn't become his. The afal gav denifta, that even though it was redeemed, it doesn't become a totally chulin, even though it was redeemed. So he made asur lachilo leklavim in that after it dies, since it used to be kodesh, and it was redeemed, so it's you can't give it to the dogs to eat. It still has a certain level of kedusha. And therefore, it's not a mace yellow. It has to be your only chayv and bor. If you can say the mace is 100% yours, do what you want with it, give it to your dogs, whatever. And that's not the case by psulei mukdashim. Kedamrina and bibachoros, that it says tizbach. We learned from there, like we will see, like we said, certain chumras still that the psulei mukdashim has, like tizbach v'lol giza, you can't shear it, and basar. We learn now basar, and it says v'lol chalav, you can't use the chalav. And v'achalta v'lola klavi, like we just said, you can't give it to the dogs. Upsuli mikdashim aksub midamir. It's talking about psuli mikdashim. This pasuk. V'im nagcho shor chayav. However, if a shor gores a psuli mikdashim, it's chayav. Daksiv shor reyehu. And since v'kevan shenifta, since it was redeemed, it's that it is called still now shor reyehu. Again, it's not 100% or anything like we saw it. It are chomers, but it's still enough to be called shor reyehu since it was redeemed. That you are chayav if the shor gores a psuli mikdashim. It's shor reyehu karina be. Vafal gav de beshor namik siv amesielo. It says amesielo also by shor, so it's mashmid, should be the same thing like bor, it says the same words. So Rashi said, no, mukmina leila kaman, le baili metapel bin avela. So that teaches us something else entirely, that the baili are metapel bin avela, etc. Okay. Hi, my logar sinan. Okay. Yeah, so Iyamar Bishlam Rabbanan Idi Dishir Tamun V'kelim shir nami hai, that's fine, because they already, as we said, are shears. They could be mishar this also. Elei amar Rabbi Yehuda ve'ein kan shir. He holds that there's no shears, right? The hakelim bebor v'tamun be'esh. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev. So my shir to high shir. We're gonna say leaves this. Have to say leaves this out with psulim mukdashim. If he does, he has to leave something out also. What is that? So he said, "Dash be niro, shim dash ashor be niro, miniskaven lachach." It has miskaven to ruin the, it's going to ruin the plowing. Share hashvari mulumadim be yedidisha. Tolda de Karen he. She kavanatal hazik. It goes under category of Karen. Says kavanal hazik v'chayv l'shalim demei niro shekilk that it ruined. Masha ain't came aboard. Alo shayach be hezek karka. We can shore can't damage karka because it is karka. Okay, so we answered that's not a shear. The haktani leel b'shor shadar kol leichol azik v'chol niskin b'chol. It's included in that dash b'niro. Okay, that's the end of that. Next, we go back to our Mishnah, to the next part of our Mishnah, which had the case of hichsharti b'ksas nisko. Right, that if it damaged, sometimes a person could just damage a little bit and be chayav for all the damage. So now the Gemara is going to explain what's that referring to. Tana Rabbanan, hiksharti miktas nisko, chavti betashlumi nisko, behechshir kol nisko. As if you did the whole thing. Kate said, now here the Bryce at least tells us what it's referring to. Hachofer bor, tisha. Okay, somebody digs a bore that's nine tfachim deep. Uba'acher vishlim olasara. And the second person comes and makes it into 10, adds that one extra tefach, achor and chayev. So the Pasha says chayev for everything now. If a person, ishor gets damaged or dies or whatever, because ishor that a boar can only kill if it's 10 deep. It's only chayev on mis if it's 10 deep. If it's, it can damage, even if chayev on nezik, even if it's less than 10. So here, it's talking about that the second person made it 10. Now that second person, he's now chayev for misas ashor, nezik ashor, everything. So here's that, there's what we said. A person can do a little bit, and he's chayev for everything. So Gemara says, the lo ke Rebbe. However, this the Mishnah, our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Though, Hawaii, the Tanya, because it says in the Braisa, Hachofir bor tisha, ubacher vishlim olasara, that's our case. First person is 9, second person adds the 10th. Achron chayev, the second person is chayev, like we just said, that's fine in our Mishnah, Misa, Nezik, everything. However, Rebbe Omer, achar achron le Misa, achron shneim le Nezikin. He argues, and he says, no, he said, the Misa, only the second guy is Chayev, because only he made a board as Chayev, that can be Chayev for Misa. It was only 9, and he made it 10. The first guy didn't make a board that can kill. So he's not Chayev, only the second one. However, says Rebbe, Nezek, they're both Chayev, and they share. Why? Because the first guy contributed to Nezek. If the shore would have fallen in the 9, you'd have to pay for Nezek. So he did make a board as chayav nezek. So they both contribute to the nezek. The first guy, and therefore they share. That's Rebbe, but that's not our Mishnah. That's like the Tanakhama. Our Mishnah is like the Tanakhama here in Rebbe, which is fine. And our Mishnah is therefore not Rebbe. Rapapa Mar, he says, really you could say our Mishnah maybe is like Rebbe, and you can say therefore, but it's talking about lemisa v'divrei hakol. It doesn't say dafka has to be talking about only nezek, also nezek in our Mishnah. Maybe our Mishnah was referring to you do a little bit of nezek and you're chayav for the whole thing. It's talking about misa havashor, and therefore everybody holds that the second guy is only chayav for misa, even Rebbe, and therefore it could be like him also. Ikadamri, some have a little bit different verse, but this comes out the same idea. Lema de lo karebi. It's like, shall we say, it's a suggestion that it's not like Rebbe, our Mishnah, and then along comes Rapapa. Rapapa says, no, it's Lemisa, and it could be like Rebbe also. Levedivri Echo. Okay, see, Rashi. Acharon Chayev, Bein Meis Boashor, Bein Huzak, the second guy is for everything, V'tam Refarshal Kamei Mikrai, V'perek Shor Shnagach Hazapara, Acharon Lemisa, Im Meis Ashor, the last guy is Chayev, V'lo Yishalem Marishan Klun, first guy doesn't have to pay anything, Tisha Tzvachim, Ein Beim Kadei Lemis, because he didn't do anything, he didn't make the animal die, because 9 can't kill. Achar Shneim Lenaziki, Im Huzak Shor, V'lo Meis, Yishlemu Bein Shneim. A papa mar mas nisin diktani kehechsher kol nisko de ein chayav ela acharon mimisa shemesa shor kamar, and therefore can be everybody. V'divrei kol the filu rebbe kamar, he also says that the last guy is only chay when it comes to misa achar acharon lemisa. Okay, back to the Gemara. Matkira, but what, there's no other cases where the person could do a little bit of damage and he'll be chayding. So we'll see, he says, Vahaika, he's giving an example. So we'll see some of the examples. It's not a brisa or a mishnah or anything. It's just his own, he conjured up this own, a case, thought of a case, right? It's not like Akwa didn't include this, what it says in the brisa. So here, this is Rabbi Zira's example. This is something he just came up with. Vahaika, you could say it's talking about the following, that Masar Shoro Lachamisha B'nei Adam, somebody gave his shor to five people to watch. Upasha bo echad meim, and one of them said, "I'm busy. I gotta go." And he just runs off, and he leaves the shor with four. So, and then this shor damaged. V'hizi chayav. The guy that ran away, he's chayav for the to pay. He's chayav to pay the whole damages. So Gemara says that, you know, so therefore here's he's contributing only a little bit because five people are watching. He ran away, but yet he's chayav for the whole thing. So the Gemara says not so good. Why? Hechidam. Because what are we talking about here? Ilema de balavi hu lo mintar pshita diu ka'avid. If we're talking about a case where you need, it's a wild shore and you need five people to watch it, anything less, it's no good. So he says, if that's the case, then that's pashut. Of course, he did. There's nothing to talk about. No chiddush over here. But he's chayes. You need every single person. Once he runs away, the shore is going to damage, which it did, and he's chayes. It's not. It's pashut. So Ella, the love you nami mintar. Ellie, what are you going to say? That no, even without him, four people can also watch the shore. Sure, you didn't need all the five. So if that's the case, so then my kavi, then why should be chayvin anything? Because he didn't cause any damage because it could have been watched by the four people that he left behind. So therefore, that's no good. Amatki vla Rav Sheshes, he also suggests a similar type of a case that one person could be chayvin, and he does a little bit. Marbe bechavila, right? A person made a fire, and with the amount of wood, it could only go so far. And along comes this other guy, and he adds more wood, and because of that, it went and it damaged somebody else's field, which it wouldn't have done had he not put the wood there. So again, Gemara says exactly as we said before. Hey, Chidami, what are we talking about? Turning to you, I'm a base. E de balaviu lo azla. If he hadn't put that wood there, it wouldn't have gone to and burnt that other guy's field. So pshita. So of course he did everything over here. Nothing to discuss. Ella what? De balaviu azla. Ella, no, it would have gone there without him putting the wood. So then my kavid, why should he be chayv? He didn't do anything. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Vetuleika, there's no other cases. Lemeimer de hechsher kol nisko, like we have in our Mishnah. Vahaika lemeimer to also could go into Yisrael and made the masar shorah v'chule. Umisvara kamaksha, like we said, that he just came up with this idea himself. Rav Zira ve'ena Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah or Bryce or anything. He just thought of a case. Upasha bosha alach lo ve'lo shamar. He left it and the animal damaged. So the Rashi's continue over here on Yud Amud Beis from the first Amud. So, e belaviu lo mintar, if the shore could not been washed without him, kigun chayu askav ra'im, that the shore's asakim were ra, like it's a wild shore. Then pshita has not called hiksharti b'miktsas nizko, elakol nizko, you know, he added to it, he did everything over here, right? Velo dami la shlim bor la sara, the afagav de kaimalan bor test, the lo avdi miso, even though and nine doesn't do misas, you could say also over there that the guy, second guy, when he added a tenth, he's the only one that did everything, but it's not the case. Nikin miu avdi, because it, ashore, a boar of nine does do something, it does nezek, visiya harishan bagramata mitato, and therefore, it did help the second guy out somewhat. I mean, you can't have a boar of 10 unless you have a boar of 9 first, if you're adding one tefach. So it did help to him. And therefore, there is a chiddush to say the achron is chayav, because the first one had something to do with it. But it's over here, if the shore needs all these people and one guy leaves, so he himself caused the damage. And if it could have been washed without him, then my kavid ve'enu chayv klu. Marbe bechavila means shari bechavila zmoros. He added this wood, but lachat shal chaver. His friend lit something, and he added more wood. Ve'kir v'aydeya v'chavilot l'gedish acharim. And because of that, it made the fire able to go to other haystacks. Shehaya b'din shehei huchayav alo arishon. Because he added it. So Nigmar says again, like before, pshita v'lam lamista. Why you have to tell me? Hare rishon lo. The first guy didn't anything, he wouldn't have gone to there. The Komash Shavi Klei Ma'amiyazio, because as the fire goes, it's going to burn out as it goes. Val Chofer Bo Artisha V'Rob Mitato Ose. When it comes to the boar again, he's doing most of the Misa El Acharon Mikarva. The Acharon just makes it closer.